With the retirement of Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, who's been the chairman or ranking member in recent years of the Senate Agriculture Committee, that means a new lawmaker will be at the top of that committee come 2021. It may well be Senator John Bozeman from the state of Arkansas, and colleague Kara Hart from the Red River Radio Network caught up with the senator at the Crop Insurance Professionals meeting going on this week in West Virginia.
Senator, we're at the Crop Insurance Professionals Association fall meeting. You and Senator Hovind just wrapped up a Q&A session. A lot of topics covered in that Q&A session. One in particular, a very timely discussion, is the status of a COVID-19 economic relief package. Another one, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gave the White House, I believe, essentially 48 hours. As of now, there's still no deal. Senator Hovind seemed pretty optimistic that maybe there wouldn't be a deal between now and the election. Of course, the election's 2 weeks away. Maybe instead a lame duck session. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with Senator Hovind. I think at this point we've got all kinds of politics involved, and you have a situation where I don't think anybody on the other side, Speaker Pelosi at the very top of that, wants to give the president a win on anything. So I think they're trying to string this thing out. But as soon as the election's over, I think Congress will come together and then provide the relief that we need. And this, you know, we're not talking about stimulus package. We're talking about survival package in many cases. And so we also have to remember that we're capable of doing that. We probably have spent $3 trillion in the Senate without a dissenting vote. So those are good things. So as soon as the election's over, we'll come together and provide a package for small business and then also, very importantly, for the agriculture community.
This upcoming election's a big one, and we're only 2 weeks away from it. And a lot will change after the elections, no matter what. There's some people leaving Congress. There are, you know, senators that'll be brought into. How do you see the Senate Ag Committee changing, you know, depending on how these elections go?
Well, I hope that the Senate remains in Republican control. I'm very concerned about the prospect of having a very difficult, different situation if the Democrats do gain control. In the sense, I really worry about the regulatory atmosphere, which is so important for the farm community. So hopefully we'll be in a situation where we will continue to work together. The last farm bill that was passed had a record number of votes, 86 votes, which was unheard of, and then also in the House. So we are capable of working together, and most of the time do. We do need to get the election over. I think the whole country is desperate. This thing seems like it's been going on forever. And at this point, both sides will be very, very happy once it's done and settled, and then we come together and start doing some good things for the American people.
Maybe too early to talk about this because we have yet to be in the lame duck session following the election, but where do you see the priorities for the Senate Ag Committee in 2021?
Well, I think almost immediately we'll start looking at the new farm bill. That's in 2023, which will be here before we know it. And we face, you know, all of these challenges. Hopefully our trade situation will be better. You know, China is buying lots of products. We're continually looking for new markets. I've been a big advocate for trading with people like Cuba. I think that's how you change societies, is through relationships and commercial ventures, things like that. So we're going to continue to look for new markets. But I think starting to look at the farm bill and then also just looking at where we're at right now and continuing to work with USDA with the programs that they're pushing out to try and aid farmers that desperately need the help.
Well, as I'm sure you're aware, it's been a really busy last few years for disaster payments. Ad hoc payments seem to be a little bit more consistent than usual because, you know, agriculture needs it. Do you anticipate maybe bringing in more disaster relief or addressing that for maybe the areas this year that have needed it in 2021?
Well, we've had a number of different things. We have the market facilitation payments. That was based on people that had been hurt by the trade wars. Mm-hmm. We've had all of these natural disasters that have gone on. and the list goes on and on in that regard. Iowa, you know, the freaky storm that they had there, the hurricanes, all of these things, and then also the coronavirus, the disruption of the food chain, making it such that the restaurant industry has really curtailed itself, and so much of agriculture products are sold in that regard and through institutions. So, yeah, you know, those are the things that we'll be looking at. We'll be working very, very closely with USDA. They've done a good job. These are things that have just come up, and we really haven't had the mechanisms in place to deal with these things, because they haven't happened in generations. So it is a unique situation, but the good news is I think everybody's working together to provide the relief that we need.
What do you say to there are some out there that are criticizing a lot of the farm program payments that have gone out to farmers in this time of need. How would you respond to that criticism?
Well, I think I think the farm payments have gotten all mixed together. The early farm payments were for those that were hurt by the trade, and not all of agriculture was hurt by the trade with China and places like that. Then we have the coronavirus payments, and I think we've each time that the USDA has come out with a program, we've learned from it. And so the latest program, I think they've done a very, very good job trying to respond. CFAP,
yeah.
Exactly, CFAP 2. Mm-hmm. And so really trying to, I tell you, if you're in agriculture right now, you've been hurt by coronavirus. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. So they've really done a good job, I think, of trying to address everyone's needs as much as they can.
What about the WIP Plus program? Do you guys monitor the progress and the implementation of that too?
WIP Plus is really important. You know, that builds on crop insurance, and that's something that is important. Senator Hovind, you know, plays a big role on that, on the agriculture appropriations. Nobody does a better job than he in so many different ways. So yeah, that's something that's very important, and it's really been worked and used tremendously because of the circumstances that we've been in.
I'm going to circle back to the farm bill discussions. How you mentioned 2021, we could start seeing some of that. What do some of those discussions look like? Do you start in on a piece like crop insurance program, or where do you start
when you begin these discussions? I think that you really just all kinds of things. And there's a number of different problems that we've got going on. I've mentioned repeatedly the idea of the food chain, you know, the problems there. We've had some market disruptions with the cattle industry, the fact that we have not a lot of competition, you know, in the packing and this and that. So there's a number of different areas that we're going to be looking into. There's no shortage at all of problems and potential problems. And then again, so importantly, you know, talking to producers, and we're going to have a lot of producers come and talk to us about what's happening on the ground. You know, it's one thing for people in Washington to say, well, you need to be doing this and that. So importantly, the answers need to come from the ground up. It needs to come from the people that are out there, so that we don't have the unintended consequences as we go forward with different programs. A lot of the programs that have happened in the last several months literally were put together, huge programs of such import, had to be put together in a matter of weeks because of the fact that they were desperately needed right then. And so hopefully we'll have the luxury at some point to do a little bit more thoroughness and a little bit more planning as we go forward.
Arkansas Senator John Bozeman talking with colleague Kara Hart from the Red River Radio Network. Kara caught up with the senator at the Crop Insurance Professional Association meeting going on in West Virginia. Our thanks to Kara Hart and the Red River Radio Network for sharing these comments with a very senior member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and who might well be the next chairman of the committee if the GOP does hold the Senate in November's general election. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.